This is the story about...
I want to do it too.
Okay.
One, two.
This is Precious Lives.
Stories about kids.
Teens.
Guns.
Guns.
And how we end the violence.
Bye-bye.
Because we are precious.
I'm Eric Vaughn. This is Precious Lives. 24-year-old Isaiah Johnson was a victim of a shooting not just once, but twice in 1 year. Each time, hours after leaving the hospital, he went straight to All People's Church.
I was on bed rest, but I'm looking like I have to go to church. You know what I mean? And I was like bandaged up. I had to, you know, take baby steps to walk both times. You know what I mean?
He addressed the congregation.
At-risk youth, at-risk teens,
a microphone in his one free hand, the other in a sling.
I don't know where I'm headed. I'm lost. I don't know what I want to do. I'm lost.
Precious Lives producer Emily Foreman found out how the church that Isaiah grew up in, All People's Church, in Milwaukee's Harambe neighborhood, is moving from prayer to action when it comes to helping its young members avoid violence.
It's a Sunday morning. All eyes are on Isaiah, who's standing at the pulpit. He's 6'8", almost 300 pounds. He commands attention no matter where he's standing in a room. Head pastor of All People's Church, Steve Jerby, stands next to him.
That just being the space where folks come to in the midst of crisis is not enough.
Pastor Steve invites all the men in the room to come up and surround Isaiah.
I want to invite Jack and Laurel and Xavier.
The men form an inner and outer circle of extended arms, hands on shoulders, with Isaiah at the center.
A spirit of protection that has been covering this, our brother Isaiah.
About 2 months earlier, Isaiah got shot. This was the second time this had happened. Immediately after leaving the hospital, he went to church and asked the congregation for help. After the prayer circle, Isaiah steps outside for a moment.
I was kind of like, oh, you got all those hands up there on your shoulders, like, oh. You really feel like you're being touched by, like, God. Like, it's crazy. Like, I could have died. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what this I don't know what this purpose is. I don't know what the purpose is.
A men's group has assembled at All People's Church to help Isaiah find his purpose. Pastor Steve knows that prayer alone won't keep Isaiah safe.
I have seen that when young people grow up in the church, if we can keep them through high school, then their outcomes are far better than the especially young men that fade away from church life during high school. We lose them to the streets.
Isaiah grew up in the church, but stopped going regularly in his teens. Looking back, he attributes a lot of his issues to oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. It's when a child exhibits some combination of irritability, anger, belligerence, vindictiveness for long periods of time. He says a doctor diagnosed him.
I end up having it out with my mom, different feuds all the time. And I end up in a group home at the age of 16. Well, runaway. I was a runaway. So basically I left home because I didn't want to follow rules.
But when he was charged with a felony, he said he had no idea he was breaking the rules.
Yeah, it's like since 17 all the way through 23, I was just in and out of jail, in and out of jail.
It started with a statutory rape conviction. Isaiah was 17, the girl was 15. He says it was consensual. He got 3 years probation. But one violation after another, things like curfew violations or not checking in with his parole officer, extended his parole and jail time stints to a full 6 years.
Probation was my job. Probation is like, it was the hardest thing I ever had to do. Like, you might think it's a joke, like, but seriously, probation is very hard. I've been like a child all the way till I was 23. So basically, like, I'm living right now, like, I had not having to go check in with someone every week, not having to get, yes. So right now I'm just still breathing. My problems now is more so like worrying about my safety in the streets.
His probation ended, but the ties he'd made over those 6 years made it hard for him to move on.
I like to party. I'm sorry, but I'm just a bar guy, club guy, going out, you know, that's the type of person I am. And that's what kind of led up to the shootings or whatever.
The first shooting happened a little over a year ago. He was out late with friends, dropped them off, and headed to Pottawatomie to gamble. He remembers waiting at a stoplight. A white Kia pulled up next to him. He glanced over and saw the gun pointed in his direction.
It didn't set in, like, for a second, but before it set in, the guy just got the shooting. Like, for no reason, he just got the shooting at me.
He got shot in three places. His chest, his arm, and his back. He drove himself to the hospital.
I remember them getting me out the car. And when I got out of the car, they like, pulled me on the ground. And after that, I woke up, like, three, four days later, with, like, balloons all around me before I was able to talk.
Less than a year later, he got shot again.
Same thing, at a bar again, leaving the bar. My friends got into it with some guys. I never said not one, two words to these guys. A guy go get a gun. He starts shooting. I get hit two times. Car gets shot. Five bullet holes in my car.
Anything that resembles the nights of the shootings causes panic.
I cannot just sit in the car. I cannot sit in the car. I cannot say, okay, wait, I'm coming. I can't do none of that. You have to, if I'm picking somebody up, you have to be, okay, get in and are you outside? Get in and we're gone. I can't wait 5 minutes. I can't do none of that.
As Isaiah says, for the last 6 years, probation was his job. And for the last year, it's been healing from physical and mental wounds. That's where the men's group comes in. Through a series of regular meetings, they're committed to helping Isaiah find his way.
What can I get for you guys?
Well, can I please have the all-American cheeseburger, please?
What kind of cheese?
One group member, Wendell Reschke, invites Isaiah out to lunch. Wendell works for Project Return, a program that finds opportunities for ex-offenders.
Well, like I said, I think, Isaiah, you got a good start on things. The homework assignment is you just got to do a lot of soul searching. What do you want to do? What do you want to be? What impact do you want to have on the community?
Wendell says he can't tell Isaiah what to do, only present him with opportunities. And he's adamant that there's no recipe for success.
When it comes to reentry work and things, people think there's a cookie cutter way that if you just apply this, you're going to get this cake. And it doesn't work that way because everybody's different. What are we going to do? We're going to do what Isaiah needs done.
For now, Isaiah wants to pursue public speaking. He's felt that way since sharing his story with the congregation and feeling the response. This is the first time since he was 16 that he's even considered his career aspirations. So when the men's group asked him about his 5-year plan...
Basically, it was basically like asking like a baby before he comes out, so do you want a big nose or do you want a little nose? Do you want big eyes or do you want green eyes?
Whatever path Isaiah chooses, Pastor Steve and the All People's Church community promise to try their best to hold on tighter this time.
Precious Lives is produced by 371 Productions in association with WUWM, WNOV, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. We're supported by the Greater Milwaukee Foundation and the Isabel and Alfred Bader Fund. Music by Karan V.